In the name of the Lord, the beneficent, the merciful, it's been a very long day for all of you. All of you are fasting. I'll be very, very brief. We are here today to denounce. We denounce global Zionism. We denounce global imperialism. We denounce global occupation. We denounce racism,
supremacy of all threat.
We are here to announce that we will always stand beside the Palestinian people, always stand beside the Yemenis, the Bahrainis, the Pakistanis, the Iraqis, and the Afghanis. Today is Yom Al-Quds, a day of peace. There are individuals who believe in the idea of humanity. There are Christians here, there are Sunnis here, there are Shias here, there are atheists here. And under one umbrella of humanity, we announce ourselves to be that voice of the oppressed, that voice of the voiceless. The last point I want to make in the solo
Jawad.
Is that stop waiting for politicians to end this oppression. Stop waiting for governments to end this oppression. The youth, the Shabab in Yemen, the youth in Bahrain, the youth in Pakistan and Palestine, the youth here today, they will end the oppression. They will end the injustice. For those who are fighting the fight on the front line, if they can hear us, if they have the message, know that your fight, we stand beside your fight. Know that we are in all of your fight. Know that as long as there is breath inside of us, we will forever remain beside you. We will call out for freedom of Palestine and freedom of Yemen and freedom of Bahrain and Syria and Iraq and Afghanistan. And so long as they are desperate, they will go to their desperate tactics. You don't fall into the traps of the enemy. Don't allow yourself to be put into groups of Shia or Sunni or Hindu or Christian. We are one voice. We are one humanity. We call out for the freedom of those who are oppressed worldwide and the ending of oppression worldwide. Thank you very much.
Free Palestine.